Alhamdulillah, my students, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Last week, we went through the introduction of Seerah. What is Seerah and why we should learn Seerah, the importance of Seerah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I would love all of you, before you start the new class, renew your intention and try to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. And then go through, revise the last week's lesson so that we will be connected with that. Okay, now let us come to the seerah. Generally, the scholars of seerah, when they discuss about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they might begin from Ibrahim alayhi salam, because the origin, the ancestors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very important. From where do sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come? So we will just run through the history of human beings from Adam alayhi salam till Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the purpose, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have placed human being on this earth, all of us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a role model for the entire humanity, a role model for people who wish, you know, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people who wish to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and people who intend of success in this world as well as in hereafter. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed Adam alayhi salam on this earth and the progeny of Adam alayhi salam, it is this world temporarily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have placed us as a place of test and trial. So whatever we go through in this world is going to be a test and trial, whether it is something that we like or we dislike, or hardship or luxurious or enjoyment or happiness, everything is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test a human being by giving a lot of wealth and whatever he desires, and sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprives the human being, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restrict the rizq, and then he will test him. So both in this world, whatever condition we live, it is a test. So if you see, where does Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is placed when it comes to the human history? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min zakari wa untha. O people, I have created you from zakar, from a man and a woman, min untha. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلْ لِتَعَارَفُوا. So Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayhi salam, they are the beginning of the humanity. From that, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا, and we made you all into shu'ub, into small groups of community, وَقَبَائِلْ, and into society and into tribes. So two people begin a life, they get married, and that converts into a small family. That small family converts into a community. Communities together, it is convert into a tribe. And then you put all tribe together, it's the humanity and a nation or everyone together. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that, وَقَبَائِلِ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. And the way that the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have divided us into different tribes, different family, different communities, so that we recognize each other. We need to have a identity. That's the only reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have divided us into qaba'il and shu'ub. And in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we created you from one soul, and then from that same soul we created your spouse. That is again Adam alayhi salam, and from Adam alayhi salam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hawa alayhi salatu wa salam, and then through that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread the humanity, men and women all over. So at the moment the humanity has reached 8 billion, but it begins with one soul. So when you come down, after Adam alayhi salam, there was 10 generations, remember, 10 generations, no one disobeyed, no one disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People had a lot of mischievous, they did wrongdoing due to their own desire, due to the nafs, because there's two type of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is, you call it hayawan, hayawaniyat, that is your physical and your physical needs, that is your shahawat, your desires, you fulfill that. So people were disobeying with regard to the physical needs. There was a lot of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there is another type of disobedience, is the rejection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the severe, that you are ungrateful to Allah and do you not recognize the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the first 10 generations, that is the first 10 generation or first 100 years or 1000 years, it's, you know, how many years was the generation, there's a difference of opinion. People, actually, they all believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until Nuh alayhi salam. So Adam alayhi salam, in between there's lots of prophets, but we can, mention Idris alayhi salam is the outstanding prophet between Adam alayhi salam and Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. So when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ancestors, my entire ancestors till Adam alayhi salam, none of them are born to zina. It is all the children, the entire great-great-great-great-grandfathers and the parents of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam till Adam alayhi salam, they all of them are born out of a beautiful marriage. They are all born through a recognized marriage. So all of them are, you know, from Adam alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So if you go through the family ancestry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Adam alayhi salam, and then comes Idris alayhi salam, not immediately, in between there is, you know, other children of Adam alayhi salam, Idris alayhi salam, then comes Nuh alayhi salam, after Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then there are Ismail alayhi salam, immediately from Ismail alayhi salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right through comes. So now this is how sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is connected to the first human being, Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam. But generally the scholars of seerah, they do not go detailly discuss between Ibrahim alayhi salam and Adam alayhi salam, but they will detailly discuss between Ibrahim alayhi salam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every single ancestor's names are recorded. Every single. Even there is some narrations and some recordings in history. Even every single ancestor of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till Adam alayhi salam is recorded. So this is something very, very important. Each and every one of us, we should know the family background, the beginning of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the ancestors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we should know, and that's very, very important, that nowadays we live in a time where there's no, for family lineage, for family background, the importance is not given. So, but it is very, very important from where you come from. Who are your parents, your grandparents, that's very important. So then only we will have a good family, and people will emphasize on having good family. So anyway, when it comes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we start from Ibrahim alayhi salam. And okay, now briefly, the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that's very, very important, that after Nuh alayhi salam, after Nuh alayhi salam, there is a longer period. We all know Nuh alayhi salam's time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed all those who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only few people who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and followed Nuh alayhi salam, even his own son, one of his own sons, did not obey Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam and did not believe or be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nuh alayhi salam, after those who got into the ark of Nuh alayhi salam, they were safeguarded. So from that progeny of those who were in the ark of Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam comes. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was living in Iraq, from Iraq. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, at that time they did not speak Arabic language. This scholar says they speak Armenian language. So from Iraq. So Ibrahim alayhi salam from Iraq, first he migrated from Iraq to Sham, where nowadays we call the place which is Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa, where Masjid al-Aqsa, Baytul Maqdis is there, and that surrounding area, Jerusalem, Masjid al-Aqsa, that is called Sham, and then that is Palestine, where that area, Ibrahim alayhi salam, first migrated from Iraq, because he got really sick of people who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was worshipping idol. He says, I am leaving all of you. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam migrated there with his entire family. So we all know Ibrahim alayhi salam had two wives. One is Hajar and other one is Sarah. And when Hajar gave birth to his first child, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to take his family Hajar and to migrate to go to Mecca. Now only the story, Mecca, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sisters, story begins there. When Ibrahim alayhi salam migrated from Palestine, that is the place Sham, Jerusalem, to Masjid, Mecca, where Masjid al-Haram is there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember, that's the first place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allocated to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكَةً. The first place. So there are differences of opinion who, build the Kaaba. There are one opinion, Adam alayhi salam. But before even Adam alayhi salam built, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this earth, that land is sacred. Allah chose that land. So Adam alayhi salam built it. The foundation was there. Then later on, Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam got together and they reconstructed it in the foundation, because the Quran mentioned قواعد من البيت وإسماعيل. قواعد, there was foundation. When it comes to قواعد, they raised the foundation. That means there was a foundation and they built a wall around the foundation. So right, Ibrahim alayhi salam moved there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command to leave Hajar and Ismail alayhi salam in the valley of Mecca. He took them. He's a young, Ibrahim alayhi, Ismail alayhi salam is a baby. He went there. He left his wife Hajar and Ismail alayhi salam there. When he left them, and then he immediately turned away and he started walking away. Then Hajar was going behind and he was not responding and talking to him, asking, are you leaving us in this place alone, in this desert, in the valley? He did not respond. Eventually, Hajar alayhi salam, she asked, is Allah amaraka bihada? Did Allah commanded you to do this? Did Allah commanded you to do this? Then when Hajar asked that, Ibrahim alayhi salam said yes. When Ibrahim alayhi salam responded with affirmation, raised, yes, then Hajar said, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never waste us. That means Allah will take care of us. Ibrahim alayhi salam left them there with a little bit of food. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam walked away from that valley. He got into a small, a hill and a small mountain, and was looking towards the valley, and he made dua. He raised his hand. And this is the dua. Scholar says this is the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the outcome, the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana da'watu Abi Ibrahim. I am the outcome of the dua, the supplication of my father. So it's very, very important. This is a lesson to learn. Make these notes, lesson to learn here is that the dua of our parents, grandparents, ancestors are very important. If we are having any goodness in this world, it is the dua of our parents and ancestors. So we need to remember that. So Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this dua in the Quran. Mention this dua in the Quran. رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ فَجَعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ وَارْزُقُهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. This is a very beautiful dua, a summarized dua, and Ibrahim alayhi salam basically asked for all the human needs. Basic human needs, Ibrahim alayhi salam asked. He said, Allah, I have left my progeny in a valley which is not fertile. There is no water there. There is no, agriculture, nothing, no fruits, no trees, nothing. I left him there. But in the Baitikal Muharram, that is near your sacred house. So remember, Ibrahim alayhi salam comes back and then only he builds the Baitullah. But here, Baitullah is not built. So he still mentioned near your sacred house, that means that land is chosen and there was already a foundation. So, in the Baitikal Muharram, I had left my progeny. He did not say my child and wife, he's my progeny. So, Ibrahim alayhi salam was very optimistic and he says, this is how my progeny is going to go. So, Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua. Why? رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَةِ. The first, Ibrahim alayhi salam, generally the human needs is our physical need and psychological and emotion and social needs, and then comes spiritual need, right? And then we get into the self, after spiritual need, the self realization, actualization, knowing, you know, the higher, the purpose of a life and all that. So, but Ibrahim alayhi salam, he actually, when he asked the need, he first asked the spiritual need. Allah, I left them because they must pray, they need to establish salah. So that's very important. He emphasizes that our existence in this earth is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about it, I have created وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, in order to obey and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all know as Muslims, whatever we do, it's an ibadah. Whatever we do in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's going to become an ibadah. So one is the ibadah which is prescribed directly, which fulfills our spiritual need, that is our salah, hajj, sawm, and Quran tilawa, zikr, salawat, all these are ibadah which is prescribed. And then others are our basic needs, adat, our needs, and hajat, our needs, and the customary things. But that when we do in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and according to the sunnah, the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it also becomes an ibadah. Right. Now let me go there. So Ibrahim alayhi salam first made dua, O Allah, I have left them so they establish salah. And then, O Allah, they are alone. They need, they have the emotional, psychological, sociological needs. They need people to interact. وَجَعْلَ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. Allah, send a group of people who will come there and settle and live there. And then third, Ibrahim alayhi salam, dua, وَرْزُقُهُمْ مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah, grant them sustenance from, you know, different type of foods, so they may be grateful to you, Ya Allah. Again, he connected. Whatever the blessings you give them, they must be grateful to you. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. Must be grateful. So Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua, so that's how it begins. Now right. Now they are alone. Now let us go back to the Arabs. How did the tribes Arab came in? Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the origin of Arabs are from Yemen. Afl min Yemen. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about, you know, لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ. Okay, before Ibrahim alayhi salam, either it is between Nuh alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam, or before that, there was lots of tribes living in Yemen, that area, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that they are the first people, they are the first people who actually build dams. They are the first people who build dams in this world. So because they built such a huge dams and water, they had 360 days right through the year they had water. Generally in the desert area, Yemen, this Arabia, there is less water, but these people had lots of water, but they were very ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Quran mentioned they never had any difficulty in traveling or anything because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with so much of agriculture, so much of fruits and outcome. So because of that, they were living a very luxurious and happy life. But eventually, because of their dua as well, they wanted to experience difficulty. They also made dua. It's no problem. You know, they were asking Allah for difficulty. They want to experience that because they became so arrogant and they thought they can, resist, or they are very resilient to anything. So they made dua, and then that dam broke. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed that. And when that destroyed, they didn't have water. So within the entire Arabia, all those tribes who lived in Yemen, they spread all over. They went all over. Some migrated to Iraq, some went to Medina, where the Aus and Khazraj, some went to other parts of the world, other parts of Arabia. They went right round. Now Ismail alayhi salam and Hajar alayhi salam, they were living in Valley of Mecca. The tribe Zurhum, it is the tribe which came from Yemen and settled in Mecca. So from there, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's family lineage comes through. How did they come in? They were now migrating, they were going around, and we know the story of Zamzam. And Ismail alayhi salam, the Hajar alayhi salam, the food finished, whatever food she had, the water, whatever water she had finished, now she was looking for water. She was going up and down, As-Safa and Al-Marwa, she was going up and down. Eventually, the Zamzam gushed out under the feet of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And when the Zamzam came up, she said, Zamzam, Zam means she tried to hold the water without allowing to flow right round. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam referred in a hadith, and he made dua for Hajar alayhi salam. It is, may Allah's mercy be upon Hajar alayhi salam. She actually restricted the Zamzam. If not, it would have flowed right through. It should have flowed fully, the entire Arabia. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for Hajar. So they know these people who lived, these tribes who lived in Yemen, they knew there is no water in Mecca in that area. But when they saw the birds were going around, they saw the birds are surrounding that area. They saw, they said, birds will be surrounding an area where there is water. So the Jurhum tribe, they come there. When they came there, it was very strange. There are big number of people and all that. When they came there, they asked Hajar, can we settle here? Actually, they don't need to ask. But they were very good. They were very polite. They asked, can we settle here? When they asked that, Hajar also, she actually used her authority. She said, you can settle here. But the condition, the water belongs to me. The water, the Zamzam well belongs to me, but you can settle. I am the owner of it. You can make use of it, but I am the owner of it. They agreed. So the Jurhum tribe, they moved in. They spoke Arabic language, and Ismail alayhi salam got married into that tribe. And that's how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ancestors, they became, the ancestors are Arabs. And that is the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now later on, Ibrahim alayhi salam, after he left his family in Mecca, Ibrahim alayhi salam went back again to Jerusalem, where Sarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Sarah, Ibrahim alayhi salam's other wife, with another child, Ishaq alayhi salam. And then Baytul Maqdis, these days we all know what is happening in Palestine. And the hadith says, Baytul Maqdis, and that is the Masjid al-Aqsa, is built 40 years after Masjid al-Haram. Again, before Ibrahim a.s. migrated to Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, that land is sacred, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose that. That is from the beginning of the earth, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began the creation of this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose first the Mecca, and then second the Jerusalem, and where Baitul Maqdis is there. So 40 years after building the house of Allah, that is from Adam alayhi salam, that's where it began, and it was bigger. So his other family, Sarah and Ishaq alayhi salam, they lived there, and the children of Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, and the children of Yaqub alayhi salam, that is how the tribes goes there. They are referred as Bani Israel. So we are not going to go into that, but we are going to discuss about the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam, who settled in Mecca. Ibrahim alayhi salam, after Ismail alayhi salam grew up, he came back, and Ismail alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam got together, and they built the Ka'batullah. That is how the Baytullah is established. And then right through in the entire history of Arabia, entire history of the children of Ismail alayhi salam and the Jurhum, the political leadership remained in the tribe of Jurhum, who migrated from Yemen to Mecca. But the religious leadership continued for the children of Ismail alayhi salam. They were in charge of Ka'batullah. They were in charge of Baytullah. When it comes to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family, we all know from the children of Ismail alayhi salam is Adnan. From children of Ismail alayhi salam, Adnan is from the children of Ismail alayhi salam. And then from Adnan, that's very, very important. We have to understand from Adnan, that is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grandfather, Adnan's son Ma'adin, and then from that Nizar, and then Mudar, Ilyas, Mudrika, Khuzaima, Kinana, Nadr, Malik, Fahr, Ghalib, Luwai, Ka'ab, Murra, Kilab, Qusay, Abdu Manaf, and Hashim, Abdul Muttalib, Abdullah, and Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you go through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his son of Abdullah, Abdullah is son of Abdul Muttalib, Abdul Muttalib is son of Hashim, Hashim is son of Abdul Manaf, Abdul Manaf is son of Qusay, Qusay is son of Kilab, Kilab is son of Murra, and Murra is son of Ka'ab, Ka'ab is son of Luwai, Luwai is son of Ghalib, and then Ghalib is son of Fahr, Fahr is son of Malik, Malik is son of Nadr, Nadr is son of Kinana, Kinana is son of Khuzaima, Khuzaima is son of Mudrika, Mudrika is son of Ilyas, Ilyas is a son of Mudar, and Mudar is son of Nizar, Nizar is son of Ma'adin, and then Ma'adi is son of Adnan, and Adnan is one of the children of Ismail alayhi salam. So this how the family lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes there. So now we understand the ancestry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knowing that is very, very important. There are a lot of interesting stories with regards to his ancestors. We will be mentioning about few stories about it inshallah in our future lessons, that is on next week inshallah. That is the story of Abdul Muttalib and Hisham, Hashim, and how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be mentioning how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguarded his father Abdullah, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to refer, I am a son of two sacrifices, ana ibn zabihatayn, son of two sacrifices. That is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to slaughter, sacrifice Ismail alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguarded. And later on, his father Abdullah supposed to be sacrificed because of the vow, nadr, what his grandfather did it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguarded his father as well. So inshallah, we'll be mentioning about that story as well. So again, we understand the Arabs came from Yemen. I'm just summarizing it. the Arabs came from Yemen, and Yemen was one of the oldest civilizations who built the first dam, who actually built the huge reservoir. So they lived a luxurious life in that part. They were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They wanted to experience difficulty, and they made dua, and Allah destroyed that reservoir and dam. So because of that, they had to spread right through to the entire Arabia. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's origin comes from Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam comes from Iraq, and he migrated from Iraq to Sham, Jerusalem, and then from Jerusalem he settled his one family, that is Hajar and Ismail alayhi salam, the ancestors of Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam in Mecca. And the tribe from Yemen, Jurhum, they migrated from Yemen to Mecca, and then they settled there. Ismail alayhi salam got married into the family of Jurhum, and then in Jurhum, from that only he learned Arabic language. The Arab culture came there, where other Arab tribes, they went right round, some Aus and Khazraj in Yemen, and then in other parts of all Arabia, there's lots of other tribes, all of them they came from Yemen. And then when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from the children of Adnan. Adnan is from the descendants of Ismail alayhi salatu wa sallam. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, his entire forefathers till Adam alayhi salam, they never ever have touched, or they never ever have smelled zina. Each children are born out of, they are born out of a very noble family. They are born out of good marriages. So till Adam alayhi salam. So if I summarize the ancestors of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Adam alayhi salam, and after Adam alayhi salam, Idris alayhi salam, Idris alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, and then Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, Adnan, and I mentioned the entire great grandfathers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until Adnan. So between Adam alayhi salam, Idris alayhi salam, and Nuh alayhi salam, there are lots of people who connect there, so we're not going to go through detail that. So I'm going to summarize today's lesson that you understood. Hopefully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Adam alayhi salam, and Allah created us human beings from one soul, and then from that soul Allah created the wife Hawa alayhi salatu wa salam, and then from that shu'ub wa qaba'il, communities and the tribes, and the entire humanity came from there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created human beings for the purpose to worship and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been chosen from children of Adam alayhi salam. Allah chosen is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's chosen from all the entire creation to be the role model, to give us light and guidance for the entire humanity. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Adam alayhi salam in the Quran Surah Ala Imran, Allah mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ. Allah says, I chose Adam alayhi salam, and then I chose Nuh alayhi salam, and I chose the family and the entire family of Ibrahim alayhi salam and family of Imran. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose. From other side, the children of Ishaq alayhi salam, from that children only Yaqub alayhi salam, and then Yaqub alayhi salam children Musa alayhi salam, from Musa alayhi salam's progeny Dawood alayhi salam, and Sulaiman alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam, all the prophets of Bani Israel comes from the children of Ishaq and Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam combines both together, and after sallallahu alayhi wasallam was declared as a prophet, after the birth of sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the humanity again connected together, became one ummata wahida. Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummata wahida. You became as one nation, everyone together. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers in the Quran, Ibrahim alayhi salam, as the ummah. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillah. Ibrahim alayhi salam is ummah. So let us summarize there. So we have gone through the entire family background, the ancestry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our next lesson, inshaAllah, we will go through some interesting stories from the stories of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grandparents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and accept our darus today, inshaAllah, and continue to learn and enhance ourselves and through loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and obeying him, following him, inshaAllah, we'll be successful in this world and is hereafter. Wa akhir da'wana, and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaykum.